when you go green, I guess you might have a chance of making a lot of green, at least according to the Telegraph out of the UK. Al Gore, you remember Al Gore, the former vice president and now the guru of climate change or global warming or whatever the term is for it this week, could become the first world's carbon billionaire after investing heavily in green energy companies. That's hard to believe. I think he was pretty wealthy anyway, but a first carbon billionaire. Last year, Mr. Gore's venture capital firm loaned a small California firm $75 million to develop energy-saving technology, according to the article. The company, Silver Spring Networks, produces hardware and software to make the electricity grid more efficient. Okay, fair enough. The deal appeared to pay off in a big way last week when the Energy Department, get this, announced a $3.4 billion small grant of the total of more than $650 million went to utilities, which Silver Springs has contracts. I'll go over that one more time. The deal appeared to pay off big last week when the Energy Department announced a $3.4 billion in small grid grants. According to the New York Times, that this article quotes, of a total of more than $560 million, I think I said 650 before, but it's actually 560, went to utilities in which Silver Spring has contracts. The move means that the venture capital company, Kleiner Perkins, and its partners, including Mr. Gore, could recoup their investments many, many, many times over in the coming years. No, Al Gore, say what you want about him. I think he was a lousy vice president, and this whole global warming, climate change nonsense is doing the only good thing for him is making him a ton of money. Now, will he reinvest that money in that big mansion he has to turn off the lights and not fly that big jet around, and maybe he can take a hybrid jet? I don't know. But global warming slash climate change is paying off for Al, and you can think of that what you want. I'm going to go outside right now because it's minus 15 degrees. Global warming certainly isn't happening where I live. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.